Blog Talk Radio.
All
much too close to mine. Beware my permission and fear. Ah, eager lips of mine. Then we had better let the fire.
Feature jazz soloist for today. This is Getting It Done, and I am your host, Dr. Walter Dean. That was Carmen McRae, recorded in 1982 at Live at Bubba's. Very interesting. And as a matter of fact, you could always tell Carmen McRae because of her distinct sound. And I'm sorry my daughter is not available this week, so I'd like to thank you for your comments concerning last week's show, the last time that we did Ella Fitzgerald. And however, today we're featuring none other than one of the top 10 greatest jazz singers of all time, female-wise, is Carmen McRae. And Carmen goes all the way back to having sung with the great Sammy Davis Jr. She will be in full concert coming up.
Holy this is rad.
My God.
Something that she did. And this is her again. And here we go.
JVC Jazz Festival. The great Miss Carmen McRae.
What can I do to prove it to you? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to ever be mean to you. If I didn't care, I wouldn't be fine. I feel I was all wrong, but out of wrong, I don't blame. Why should I take somebody like you and shame you? I know, girl, I made you cry. So sorry, dear. What can I say after I say I'm sorry? Thank you. don't blame you. Why should I take somebody like you and shame you? I know that I made you cry. So sorry, dear. What can I say? Thank you very much. I'm just a woman, a lonely woman, waiting on a weary shore. I am just a woman who's only human, one you should be sorry for. I woke up this morning round about dawn. Without a warning, I found my man was gone. Of the stream of dreams. broken in two, can they be like two? On the street of dreams, gold, silver and gold, all you can hold is in the moonbeams. No one is fool. Love is love is sure on the spring of dreams.
Oh, my God.
That was Carmen McRae in full concert. And that was in 1988 at Newport Jazz Festival. What can I tell you about Carmen McRae, besides being born in 1919? Fantastic singer and fantastic and creative in the way she projected her music. She was a cross between Ella Fitzgerald and Sarah Vaughan. She's in the middle there somewhere. And I often listen to her because of her different ways of presenting her music. And it gave me an opportunity to learn some of the different techniques that she used when she's presenting a song. But we're going to go on and listen to some other things that she's done and probably leave the concert. But we're going to right now stay with the concert. And I think it was August 14th, 1988. Here she is again.
Thank you very much. Inside a silent tear, I have a silent dream. Sometimes sails across the patterns of my mind. All silence follows me, and dreams just disappear. Much to hide the emptiness, to lose the loneliness. I'm not the laughing kind. Love. love's not meant to be. What is reality? And can it really, truly be defined? When you're a fool like me, it's never really clear. So you have silent dreams inside of silent
McRae, once again, at the Jazz Festival in Newport in 1988. That means she was in her early 60s. It's one of the very first times that you start beginning to see that Carmen is no longer standing, but sitting, singing. She had developed a bad case of asthma, and asthma was really getting a hold of her. We're going to listen to something else she did, and what I find remarkable, we're going to leave the Newport Jazz Festival, and we're going to go on to the Blue Note Mount Fuji Jazz Festival, where she did some remarkable things there. Let's see if we can pull her up right now. Thank you.
head and soul. I can't safely see this anymore. You could see that you turn away from me. A tale that lives so often. My life revolves about you. What a blinker am I without you?
Carmen McRae at the Blue Note Mount Fuji Jazz Festival. And here again, she's sitting down, but she gets up and lets the audience know. You know, it's remarkable to see over 10,000 people out in the audience, and you can hear a pin drop. The woman was always given the courtesy as well as the respect of listening to her perform. We're going to go on and listen to Carmen McRae now at another jazz festival live in Montreal.
Ladies and gentlemen, I don't usually open my big mouth before the show, but I'd just like to say good evening to you and really thank you so much for joining us and introduce to you my guest to come on out here and blow his brains out, Mr. Clifford Jordan. Thank you. hear you.
Kings don't mean a thing on the street of dreams. Dreams broken in two can be made like new on the street of dreams. Gold, silver, and gold. No one is poor, long as love is sure, on the street of
there that she did. She loves jazz concerts. We're going to go and move on now to her Hughes Down in 1978, and you'll be able to tell the distinctly difference in how her voice sounded back in 1978.
...that has lasted for more than 50 years so far. One of the truly interesting rewards that come with stretching a lifetime out over a few decades is the chance to see the full evolution of a social phenomenon. In the 1940s, Carmen McRae was a very popular jazz vocalist. And then in the 50s and 60s, jazz got depressed somewhat. It went a little out of style. But through all those years of musical upheaval, Miss McCrae kept right on doing what she always did. And now, she's not only back in style, she's nearly a legend. Whether in the shadows or the spotlights, she's always remained true to herself and her music. And here she is to prove it. Ladies and gentlemen, Carmen McRae.
Day in, day out, the same old hood who follows me about, the same old pounding in my heart whenever I think of you, and darling, I think of you day in and day out. Day out, day in, I needn't tell you how my day begins. When I awake, I wake with a dream of what possibility is me, that possibility may be seeing my brain. I need you as to be the day is fine. Then I kiss your lips and the finally because the ocean's roar about to drown. Can it really be love? Can there be any doubt? When there it is, day is day. I'll come rain, come shine. I need you as to be the day is fine. Then I kiss your lips, the pounding becomes the ocean's roar a million drums. Can it be, leave it all, can there be any doubt, but there it is, sing it out.
So nice to see you again.
Yeah. Talk to you. When you do a song like that, and it's an obvious emotional drive there, is that something that is a technique, or do you have to feel that when you sing it?
I guess a little bit of both, you know, because that particular song is one that I did many years ago, recorded, and I'm going and getting repertoires, you know, I'm doing shows. I get tired of doing the same thing like that, so I have to go and get new songs. And particularly when you work somewhere a lot. Like
yeah.
I work in this particular city quite a bit, so I've got to keep changing my shows.
Yeah, so the songs do change. Yeah, she keeps everything up to date. You've got something in your, I don't know if it's your newest album, but the one that I am music.
No, that's not the newest.
It isn't your newest.
It's been around a year.
Well, in that album, you've got a cut that is a very fascinating song, very touching too, called Who Gave You Permission.
Yeah.
Why did you decide? Let me describe it first, and then I wonder why you included it in the album, because it is, I guess, certainly.
Well, it's really a song that was taken from a television special that starred Maureen Stapleton, and it was called Queen of the Stardust Ballroom. That was the name of the show. And in it was this song that she sings, which I'm sure a lot of the ladies will sort of understand. It's about a woman whose husband had been ill and died, and she just couldn't face life. She could face it, but she just couldn't find it very difficult to go on without him because they've been together so very long. And after he died, and she was at home one day, and she was looking at all his pipes and the things that reminded her of him, she asked the question, who gave you permission to leave? You promised that we'd go all together. You promised that you'd stay. You know, you didn't think you'd leave me here alone.
I was angry.
Yeah, so, no, it wasn't really angry. It was just a sort of a cry for help. And so she sang this in the... in this particular vehicle that she played in, but I taped it. I want, because I want to be an actor, very, very badly, and I'm trying.
We're talking about that in a minute.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But our songs seem to me to be to have a little more substance to them than they did in the Moon June Tune days of several decades ago.
I don't think I've ever done a Moon June.
No, I know you have. But there were a lot more of that kind of songs around.
Oh, yes, right.
In the 30s.
Yeah, well, in the 30s, I wasn't doing anything, but look at, you know, doing like this.
You know, no, I know that. But I mean, even the 40s when we...
Right. You know, you can't, how could, in the 40s and the 50s and even up to today, you know, if you do songs by George Gershwin or Cole Porter or people like that, how can they go wrong? You know?
Yeah.
And I have never stopped doing them. I have added a few contemporary songs that I can identify with, you know, a today song, but very few.
Now about the acting.
Yeah.
Well, lurching into that as a guy. You've always wanted to do it.
Well, not always, no. I never thought I was capable until a few years ago, and I think I'm quite capable. If somebody would just take me by the hand and give me a little chance. I don't know if I can or not. You know, I feel that I can, and actually doing it is something else again, but at least I'd like the chance.
Are there any specific projects in there that you're
I don't want it to be particularly musical. I want something with a little bit of emotion, you know.
You're about agents and producers? She's available. I think she'd be very good. That's marvelous. Yeah.
Thank you.
I said I Am Music is a recent album, but you've got album out since
then. Yes, I've had about three albums since that one. That was the first album I did for Blue Notes.
Yeah.
And that's been about a couple of years ago.
Right. I'd love to. She's going to sing a song for us now because I listened to her do it once. That you have not sung on television.
No.
Yet.
Yes.
Tell us something about this and how you're going to sing this one.
Well, in fact, this song I had really gotten a lot of requests to do, and I just didn't feel like doing it. It's been done by a lot of people, and it was done very exceptionally well by a lot of folks. And I really didn't understand it too much because I did not see. The vehicle that was in, which was a little night music. And I didn't know what the author or the songwriter meant by it, but I just said, hey, I'm going to do it anyway. So I have to really put my interpretation to it, and I hope that that's what he had in mind, the people who wrote the song.
And it's called
Sending the Clown.
Sending the Clown. It's Carmen McRae.
Thank you. Is an image. Are we a pair? We here last on the ground. You in middle. Sending the clouds. Is a goodness a truth? One who keeps carrying around the one who can move. Where are send in the clouds. Just when I thought opening doors, finally knowing the one that I wanted. Don't you love first? Not first. What? I thought that you want what I want. Thank you. Well, maybe
next year.
It was Carmen McRae on the Hugh Downs show. And at that particular time, she had performed over 50 years. And that occurred. But what we're going to do now, to hear what she sounded like when she first started out. If You Never Fall in Love with Me, here's Carmen McRae.
Well, how was that? Did you enjoy the song? Did you enjoy the song?
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Did you enjoy it?
Play. You sounded beautiful. Speak up. Don't be afraid. Okay?
Yeah,
all right, what are we going to do now?
If You Never Fall in Love.
Oh, yes. I want to tell you about this song. This is a really cute up-tempo tune that was written by Sam Jones, who is the bass player with Cannonball Adderley's quintet. It was recorded by Cannonball, and I guess quite a few other musicians. But what I'd like to say is that instrumentally, it's called Del Sasser, and we have lyrics to it, and of course the title, I don't even know what Del Sasser. Ralph, what is Del Sasser? Very good. You answered that beautifully. I don't even know what it means, but I'll tell you, it has a lyric that I know what it means. It's called If You Never Fall in Love with Me. Okay? I loved you so since that first day. The angels let you leave and come my way. Don't you see what a lost lady I'm liable to be? I'm not the girl I was before, 'cause now you own my heart forevermore. I'll be a sail or a drift on an uncharted sea if you never fall in love with me. If you come through, say that you're mine. And keep your arms forever occupied. Can't you imagine how empty my future would be if you never fell in love with me? If you come through, say that you're mine. I'll make your life one great big Valentine. And we find joy no lovers ever knew. I never
Carmen McRae when she was in her early 20s, and she had a small jazz group backing her up. I think this is about the time when I heard of, began to hear about her. Next week, we are going to continue with a little bit of her, Shirley Horn, and probably Nancy Wilson. Hopefully, we'll get this done, and we're going to finish with Carmen singing Just a Little Lovin'.
Just a little lovin' early in the morning, beats a cup of coffee for starting over.
This has been Dr. Walter on Getting It Done.